You can now get 2 free audiobook downloads and a 30-day free trial at audible.bogosity.tv. Your choice from the world's largest selection of over 180,000 digital audiobooks and spoken word content for your iOS or Android device, Kindle, or MP3 player. Go to audible.bogosity.tv now. Welcome to the Bogosity Podcast for the week of July 23rd, 2017, the podcast that knows what an invisible barrier looks like. This is your host, Shane Killian, and returning this week is Chris Hangartner. Welcome back, Chris.
Hey.
Let's delaminate the news of the bogus. We talked a couple of weeks ago about Australia wanting to put backdoors into encryption software. Now they're making moves towards it. A new law under consideration would give the makers of encrypted communication products the same obligation telephone companies do to let law enforcement agencies tap their communications.
Oh, great.
Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull said, quote, "We've got a real problem in that the law enforcement agencies are increasingly unable to find out what terrorists and drug traffickers and pedophile rings are up to because of the very high levels of encryption. Where we can compel it, we will, but we will need the cooperation from the tech companies." Of course, they've shown they can't even do that when the criminals aren't using encryption, but whatever.
Yeah, if I recall correctly, didn't they blame strong encryption for why they couldn't find, I think it was the Paris terrorist attacks, but then they found out that they weren't using encryption.
No, it was just regular texting.
Yeah.
They were using burner phones.
Yeah.
And they found one of them in a trash can, and hey, guess what? No encryption.
Yeah.
Turnbull also said, quote, "There is a culture, particularly in the United States, a very libertarian culture, we wish, which is quite anti-government in the tech sector. We need to say, with one voice to Silicon Valley and its emulators, all right, you've devised these great platforms, now you've got to help us ensure that the rule of law prevails."
Great, Australia. First you ban everything that's fun, and now this.
Yeah, and every sensible person, of course, is pointing out what we have for years, math, works the same for everybody, so if you weaken it for government, you weaken it for everyone, at least everyone except those self-same criminals who will have no trouble pirating illegal encryption software and using it themselves.
And stuff like this still always makes me laugh when people say we should mimic Australia. I've heard they've actually gone down on the Freedom Index lately.
But Turnbull is undeterred, quote, "The laws of Australia prevail in Australia, I can assure you of that. The laws of mathematics are very commendable, but the only law that applies in Australia is the law of Australia."
Yeah, you do realize that mathematics are universal.
Not in Australia, we can put words on paper and change how math works.
You know, every time you try to tell them we need to disband in these laws, you know, that make encryption loose, they always say, well, what are you going to replace it with?
Strong encryption that actually keeps us safe. So, yeah, he said that they can basically change the law of mathematics by passing laws in Australia. And yet, even after that, the guy isn't idiot extraordinaire this week. So, yeah, it was one of those don't crowd kind of weeks.
Only to the government. Only they can change the rules, you know.
And they wonder why we say cult of the omnipotent state. They literally think that they can change reality by passing an edict and saying this right and going through, you know, this particular incantation, and then it's the law and reality's changed.
Yeah, they, I don't know what the term is, like they want to have their cake and eat it at the same time or whatever.
Yeah, I've always hated that one though, because what's the point of having a cake if you're not going to eat it?
Yeah.
I just hate that saying.
Yeah, it's just, doesn't make any sense.
Someone in the comments come up with a better phrase for that.
Yeah.
Say, if you're tired of the promos in this podcast, well, the patrons got it early and with no ads or promos. Just go to patreon.bogosity.tv and donate at any level. Do you have children or nieces or nephews? Are you homeschooling? Or just want to counter some of the socialist indoctrination most children get in school? If so, go to bogosity.tv/TuttleTwins, and you'll be taken to a website where you can get some great books for elementary-age children. The Tuttle Twins books are books about liberty and free market economics that include children's versions of Bastiat's The Law, Leonard Reed's I, Pencil, and Hayek's The Road to Serfdom, as well as books about the Federal Reserve and how regulations protect business cronies. They'll learn about the harm caused by eminent domain, or regulations passed in the name of safety, and fundamental concepts of liberty. And as you can see from the sample pages on the website, they're all easy to read and nicely illustrated. They're just $9.99 apiece, or get a special discount as well as free bonuses when you purchase all five. You can even buy in bulk to donate to schools and local libraries. So get the Tuttle Twins books at bogosity.tv/TuttleTwins. So as we've covered before, Portugal decriminalized all drugs in 2001, and ever since then, the drug lords and governments all over the world have been lying about it. They've all been debunked, of course, and now the American Enterprise Institute just published statistics showing just how few overdose deaths Portugal has experienced. And they use figures from the European Drug Report 2017, showing that Portugal's death by overdose rate was just 6 per million population, compared to the EU average of 21.3, it's 60 in the UK, and a whopping 185 in the United States.
Yeah, I actually saw a news video, I think it was by John Stossel, but he went to Portugal because he was doing a special on the drug wars, and people are saying if we legalize drugs, we're going to have potheads everywhere, and he says, okay, well then let's take a look at Portugal, and guess what, in Portugal, yeah, drugs are legal, but surprisingly, not a lot of people do them.
Well, they weren't fully legalized, but if you get caught with them, it's just a fine and a referral to a treatment center, not criminal charges, so.
One of the reasons why we have so many people dying of drug overdoses is because, you know, the police are so tough on the war on drugs that if a guy is overdosing, his buddies that are nearby are gonna be like, holy crap, what do we do? If we call 911, he and us will go to jail, so what are we gonna do?
Well, and it's also that when it's in the hands of a criminal black market, there's no dosage control, and so when they buy that tiny little packet of cocaine, they have no idea how much of it is the cocaine and how much of it is the cutting agent. Or what the cutting agent is. I mean, it might even be something innocuous that they happen to be allergic to, but they don't know because the black market people don't put labels on.
And again, going back to the original Prohibition, you know, the temperance movement kept saying, well, we're just trying to stop people from dying of alcohol poisoning. Well, guess what? The deaths from alcohol poisoning during Prohibition skyrocketed.
Oh, yeah.
And the main reason was because the bootleggers were making bathtub gin using turpentine and antifreeze, you know, to make the alcohol.
And apparently somehow they also ended up with a high lead content.
I mean, they tried to distill it by, you know, absorbing it in water and all that, but a lot of the chemicals that you don't want in your system are still in there, so.
Yeah. Obama's drug czar, Thomas McClellan, had previously said, quote, if you make any attractive commodity available at lower cost, you will have more users. Others like Joseph Califano, Jimmy Carter's health secretary, warned that decriminalization would, quote, increase illegal drug availability and use among our children. Except, as Portugal shows, neither of those is the case. Drug use among young adults has fallen in Portugal since decriminalization. Overall, adult use is down to 28% from 44%. Drug deaths have dropped 75%, and new HIV cases among drug users are way down over 80%.
People are like, but still, we don't want to have a nation of kids, you know, that do drugs all day. But there wasn't a lot of kids doing drugs. In fact, they actually said we found more underage drinking than we did underage smoking.
Even though kids say it's easier for them to get marijuana than alcohol.
It's like we tolerate alcohol, which is debatably the filthiest substance you can put in your body, yet the moment you put a little bit of a plant that just makes you a little bit tipsy, oh, you're just as bad as a cocaine user.
Oh, by the way, for those of you who don't know, and if you're missing Stossel's show on Fox Business, he's now doing videos for Reason TV, and
yeah.
He just upped the first one yesterday, I think, as we record this.
He said he wasn't gonna, like, quit news for good. He was just gonna leave Fox News and let other people take over because, you know, let's face it, he's old.
Well, I think he's also behind the scenes on a lot of Fox News programs, and he's, you know, guest spots on Kennedy and things like that.
It's pretty cool of him because, I mean, he's not perfect. There are some things I disagree with him on, but he was the one who introduced me to libertarianism.
Cool. If you're on the Wi-Fi in a coffee shop or hotel, anyone on that network can get your traffic. Do you really trust all of those strangers? For that matter, do you really trust your ISP? A VPN can protect you from prying eyes, disguise your location, and even foil government censors. It's essential in this day and age, so go to vpn.bogosity.tv and you'll be taken to BoxPN. Starting at just $2.99 a month, you can get unlimited high-speed connections to VPN servers all over the world, and they don't log connections, so your privacy is assured. Traveling abroad, just VPN home, and don't worry about what those other governments are doing. Back at home, stop your ISP from traffic shaping and messing with the quality internet access you're paying good money for. You can connect from multiple machines at once, including your smartphone or tablet, and it supports all the secure standards, including OpenVPN and SSTP. Bypass sensors and surveillance with your own secure VPN connection. Go to vpn.bogosity.tv. More bad legislation from the UK, this one called the Digital Economy Act in 2016, commenced this past week by the Minister of State for Digital and Culture, Matt Hancock. Yes, like the US, the UK never comes right out and says what their legislation does. Digital Economy Act. What does that mean?
Who knows?
Well, apparently it means that the British Board of Film Classification will be considering what constitutes a pornographic website, no doubt using the only legal criteria anyone ever put forward to it. We'll know it when we see it.
Yeah. It's like that one Monty Python skit. How do you know she's a witch? She looks like one.
And why you're not supposed to say Semprini.
Yeah.
Semprini out! I mean, it's just as arbitrary as the rest of them.
Yeah.
And apparently also publishers who fail to impose sufficient age verification would be fined up to £250,000 and ISPs would be ordered to blacklist the site. Hancock said, quote, "All this means that while we can enjoy the freedom of the web, the UK will have the most robust internet child protection measures of any country in the world."
Yeah, think about the children.
And of course, the big question is, how are they going to verify age? Traditionally, this is done with credit card numbers. This is like, great, as if we need more sites that hackers can breach and get our financial data. And there are also concerns that this will result in a market in repurposed stolen credit card numbers for age verification purposes.
Yeah.
And apparently it will apply to publishers even when they aren't in the UK. So yay, another country imposing its will worldwide.
Yeah, and a lot of the European states are wondering why the hell they're not getting the same amount of business jobs on them anymore like they used to.
And of course, it can all easily be bypassed with a VPN or the free Tor browser, but never mind.
Yeah, but they're trying to ban those too.
Yeah, that's what we have been seeing, a legislative push against Tor and VPNs, but so far the only country to actually do so is China, so...
Yeah. Well, China bans everything, so...
Yeah. But with more and more countries attempting to impose these controls, it really does seem like we're seeing a move for complete censorship of the internet.
Yeah, wasn't there that one story we did a couple weeks ago where, like, in Germany, they can shut you down permanently and impose, like, millions of dollars in fines just if they think your site is hate speech and they don't have to prove it, they just have to think it.
Right, yeah. We live in a world where light bulbs connect to the internet, and recent attacks on them prove that your online security is under threat like never before. Not only your websites, but the internet-enabled devices you buy. And the biggest problem is weak passwords. That's why you need LastPass. LastPass allows you to randomly generate strong, unique passwords on the web and on your internet-enabled devices, all protected by one master password. LastPass sets up in minutes and gives you secure automatic logins throughout the web, synchronizing across all your browsers, all your computers, and even your mobile devices, at home, at work, or on the road. It even securely stores sensitive form data, including credit card numbers, backup sensitive documents, software licenses, Wi-Fi logins, and more. And with LastPass Premium, you can get these benefits on other applications, manage passwords for your entire family, and also get priority customer support. Sign up at password.bogosity.tv for a free month of LastPass Premium. Log in securely everywhere using the last password you'll ever have to remember. Go to password.bogosity.tv and get LastPass now. And now it's time to run autocorrect on this week's Biggest Bogon Emitter. And this week it goes to Comcast Corporation, who owns both Comcast Cable and NBC Universal, as well as other holdings. Now, both networks and cable providers have been trying to downplay cord cutting, which basically means people not using their service and using streaming services like Netflix and Hulu instead. Initially, they all tried to deny it was a thing. Then it was just young, stupid people who would be back once they grew up, but now they're all suffering record subscriber loss and have been for some time, and that's not including people who just never signed up for cable to begin with.
I think the only reason why Comcast is still in business is because they are a big media entertainment group, and because of that, they're entitled to protection from by the FCC.
Well, and they're also a big internet provider with monopolies in a lot of places. So in contention here are the Nielsen ratings, who have always been kind of a weird two-headed monster, because on the one hand, they want to give accurate viewership figures to advertisers. On the other hand, they have to cater to networks and cable providers who just don't want to hear the truth. A few years ago, Nielsen backed off of their reporting on cord cutting after backlash from the cable and broadcast industries, and more recently they found themselves publicly shamed by ESPN after accurately reporting massive ESPN subscriber losses due to cord cutting. Well, now they're engaging in even more chicanery. Case in point, NBC Nightly News, that's N-I-T-E-L-Y, deliberately misspelled on the Friday of Memorial Day for fear that lower viewership on that day would take down the show's overall ratings because the misspelling shows up as a separate show in the Nielsen ratings. And at one point, they made the misspelling every night for a week.
Wow.
NBC issued a statement in response to criticism of this in which they said, quote, "Our broadcast is retitled when there are preemptions and inconsistencies or irregularities in the schedule. Sounds a lot better than we intentionally misspelled the name of our show to deceive advertisers and the public."
Then again, it is newspeak.
They also claimed it was a standard industry practice, which sadly it might very well be.
This is why I don't trust mainstream journalism anymore. They're always ranting and raving about fake news, and I'm like, yeah, guys, you know why people are going to places like Breitbart and all these other alternate media sites? Because you guys are doing shit like this.
So all of that makes Comcast NBC this week's biggest bogon emitter. If you're going to shop online, use our special links to shop at Amazon. Clear your cookies and go to amazon.pagosity.tv, and you won't pay a penny more for your purchase. If you haven't used the mobile app in the last 12 months, or even at all, go to get5.pagosity.tv on your phone or tablet and get $5 off your order of $10 or more. Go to prime.pagosity.tv for a free 30-day trial of Amazon Prime and enjoy thousands of movies and TV episodes, borrowed Kindle books, and get unlimited 2-day shipping for free. And speaking of Kindle, go to kindle.pagosity.tv for a 30-day free trial to Kindle Unlimited. Read over 1 million books and listen to thousands of audiobooks on any device. You can go to music.pagosity.tv and get a free 30-day trial of Amazon Music Unlimited with access to Amazon's entire library of 10 million songs, ad-free and with unlimited skips, and even download to listen offline. All great ways to help this podcast simply by shopping at Amazon. And now let's de-overnumerate this week's
Idiot Extraordinaire!
We've covered ridiculous copyright piracy claims before, but some of them really make us chuckle out loud at how ridiculous they are. And earlier this year, we talked about Malibu Media, who lost a lawsuit against an alleged pirate because they couldn't produce any real evidence that he ever had the files on his computer. They had matched the piracy to his IP address, but we went into all the reasons why that doesn't actually mean he was the one who did it. Other times, simply connecting to the same tracker was considered evidence regardless of whether or not that was a particular torrent being downloaded, and not, say, a Linux distro or something else like that that happened to be on the same tracker.
Oh, Malibu, is that that cheesy porn studio thing, or...?
Yeah, the story says they do something like MedArt or something like that. Yeah. Well, get ready for this. Malibu Media is trying to bully a Texas woman into settling a lawsuit claiming she downloaded 54,000 infringing titles. The woman, Jenna Howard, maintains her innocence, and looking at some of these titles that are listed, they're just hilarious. Some appear to be actual Malibu titles, but a lot of them appear as completely unrelated things like, 11 megabyte woman ass pictures, hot and sexy girls HD wallpapers, and some titles that are even in Russian and Korean. And some of them are completely irrelevant to a porn company like OS X Yosemite, which would be Apple, Star Wars The Force Awakens.
Although, to be fair, if you like Star Wars The Force Awakens, that's a crime in its own right.
And my personal favorite, craft distilling, making liquor legally at home. And a porn company is apparently claiming ownership over all of these. The total amount of all the alleged downloads comes to 27 terabytes. According to Howard's attorney, quote, "This leads to only two possible conclusions. First, either Ms. Howard's network was hacked, or second, Malibu's research is wrong." And understand, if they're just doing that bit where they just looked at who connected to a public tracker, those trackers can have thousands of different torrents on them that they serve, so one connection, even for something legal, could easily come up with all of this if that's the method they used. And here's a funny thing. Turns out Howard, according to Malibu, downloaded dozens of files at home when she was away on her honeymoon. Quote, "The spreadsheets also show that Ms. Howard downloaded 31 items on her wedding day and somehow managed to download an average of 22 items at her home IP address each day of her international honeymoon when she was overseas in the Bahamas." Her attorney also went on to say, quote, "Malibu's shoddy research simply does not support the implication that Ms. Howard illegally downloaded the pornographic movies that are the subject of this suit, as well as an additional 54,000 other unrelated downloads. The supposed overlap between the downloads and Ms. Howard's interests is also not credible. Malibu peddles smut as a commercial enterprise and is trying to strong-arm a settlement from Ms. Howard while threatening to link Ms. Howard as a purveyor of its pornographic product."
This sounds like the police would do, you know, it's like, you know, well, we're absolutely sure this person committed a crime, but how do you explain the fact that they have a solid rock-tiled alibi? Oh, that doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. We know they did it, so they're going to jail.
So that's how Malibu Media beat out all the other contenders, including the Australian Prime Minister, to become this week's
Idiot Extraordinaire.
Well, that wraps up this I Just Paid a Pound Not to Go to the Toilet edition of the Bogosity Podcast. Come join the discussion at forum.bogosity.tv and feel free to send a question, statement, news article, or rant in text or audio to podcast@bogosity.tv. This podcast depends on you to keep going, so please donate using the links on the website or the QR codes in the thumbnail, or become a patron at patreon.bogosity.tv and get the podcast and YouTube videos early and without ads or promos. Thank you for listening, and thanks to Chris Hangartner for joining me.
Good to see you.
Next weekend is the fifth Saturday, so no podcast. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Until then, here's a quote from Lawrence Lessig. "Copyright is insane. It's extreme. It's controlled by political interests. It has no justification in the traditional values that justify legal regulation. And we've done nothing about it." The Bogosity Podcast is licensed under Creative Commons Attribution on Commercial and Derivatives 4.0 International License. Want answers to creationist claims against evolution? Would you like to know more about evolution yourself, or even engage creationists more directly, with actual peer-reviewed sources to back you up? My book, How Evolution is Scientific, is designed to show the basics of evolutionary theory and how it is so well supported using the scientific method. It's impeccably sourced, with references to the actual scientific material, and is arranged using the creationists' own criteria of what is scientific. Using their own arguments against them, see how evolution is scientific, but creationism is not, based on observations, accurate predictions, logic, and evidence. Get answers to common creationist claims, and even a primer on abiogenesis, the start of all life. It's all in my book, How Evolution is Scientific, available at Amazon and on Kindle, EPUB, and PDF as well. Get How Evolution is Scientific and never be taken in by creationists again.